Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in the studios. Claire Smith is with us, currently a college student, but she's got a bigger focus here this summer because the Grow Another Row program in Cass County will have her working as the coordinator this year. How are you?
I'm good.
Well, good. Now, you're from the area. You're from Griswold.
Yep.
Just graduated a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Going to?
Northwest Missouri State University.
Studying?
My major is agronomy with an emphasis in horticulture.
Okay. So you were probably looking for some sort of an opportunity this summer to enhance what you're learning, to kind of use some of that knowledge already, maybe start resume building a little.
Yes, definitely.
So this came along. This is a pretty good opportunity for you.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, it's, you know, obviously related to my major, and I had heard about the program last year when it started, and it piqued my interest then, so seeing that they were hiring a coordinator, it just felt like the perfect opportunity for me since I had already kind of heard about the program, and I liked what they did, so it was good timing.
So was this a process that you had to go through just like any other job? Did you have to apply and go through the whole the whole scheme?
Yep.
How'd that go? Well, I guess because you got the job.
Right. I mean, it's always nerve-wracking to go through applying for a job, but I already knew a lot of the people in the office, so it was a little more relaxing knowing that it's people that I'm familiar with and that people I know that I'd be working with.
Okay. So. Well, the Grow Another Row program has been around a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that for folks who maybe aren't completely understanding what that's about. What is it about?
Right. So Grow Another Row is a program that mainly started last year to encourage and support local growers for food donation. So it was started by some local growers just to encourage residents to grow and share more food. That's pretty much it.
Yeah. Well, it's still kind of in its infancy to a certain extent.
Yes.
So hopefully you can make Grow Another Row grow a little more here this year. Is that kind of the goal? Part of the goal is to grow
right.
the program?
Yeah. So this is a new position. So we're still kind of figuring everything out on what I'll be doing. But yeah, we're hoping that, you know, it'll take some of the pressure off of the volunteers and some of the other people involved so that we can do more. I can take some of the load off of them. So
in this position, how do you see it playing out? What will be some of the duties and responsibilities?
So far, we're setting up just like going to farms and you know, getting produce that maybe they weren't able to use or sell, and then take it back to, you know, Atlantic and distribute it to food pantries or, you know, just people that are in need of produce or they can't grow themselves. And also we really want to help people who maybe have never gardened before, get them started so that, you know, they can be a little more self-sufficient with their produce instead of having to buy it from a store, stuff like that.
So this, I mean, really is a program that's for anybody.
Absolutely, yeah.
You don't have to be an experienced green thumb.
Right. If you already do have experience, that's great. We'd love your help, but even if you've never had a garden before, we'd love to help you get started. Even if you have, you know, just a few tomato plants, any little bit can help.
So it's kind of, you know, we talk about this during like county fair time,
mm-hmm.
that you don't just have to be a farm kid to be involved in like
right.
FFA and 4-H programming.
Yes.
You don't just have to live out an acreage to be involved in Grow Another Row.
Of course.
So folks who have a garden in the backyard
mm-hmm.
could participate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, talk about your interest in this program. This is right kind of up your alley. Where do you see your career taking you as you move forward?
Well, I'm not exactly sure where I'll end up, but I'll see kind of where this takes me. I've never had kind of like a coordinator sort of management role before, so I'm learning a lot through this. Hopefully, you know, next year I'm looking into an internship at Lauritsen Gardens in Omaha, kind of get working at a botanical garden, see what that's like, broaden my horizons that way. So, yeah, we'll see where this leads me.
So you may absolutely love it, or you may go running and screaming. You never know.
Yeah, we'll see.
It could be anything in between.
Right.
Very good. Well, again, I want to go back to the Grow Another Row thing, though,
mm-hmm.
too, because, you know, we talk so much about, you know, like when we talk about these programs, we talk about the food aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all it is just food, or are there other things involved?
Well, that's the main focus, is just getting produce to people, but there's, you know, we work with other organizations and groups in the community. It's a great kind of a group for, you know, like high schoolers to get some volunteer work, or if they want to make more connections within the community. That's a huge thing for me right now, is just meeting people and making connections in the community that maybe I haven't made before. So.
And this is a Cass County program.
Yeah, just
Cass County.
It's
not just like Atlantic, for example. It's a Cass County program.
Yeah.
So are you hoping to maybe expand this out and reach all the corners of the county?
Yeah, that'd be great if we could.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
Are there certain types of fruits, vegetables, and things that you're really kind of targeting through this program?
So mainly just basic stuff like tomatoes, squash, zucchini, potatoes, stuff like that are in the most, like the highest demand. Mm-hmm. So those are the best vegetables to grow if you, you know, want to contribute.
Now, if someone gets into the program and is like, this is great, but, and these things sound wonderful, but I don't know how to prepare them. I don't know what to do with them after I grow them. Do you maybe help out in that respect?
Yeah, that's a big thing that we're going to try to do this year, is when people do come and get the produce or we deliver it to them, we're going to give them, you know, maybe some recipes, give them ideas on how they can prepare these things. Because a lot of people, you know, maybe they don't want to take a zucchini because they have no idea how to, you know, how to cook it. They've never had it before. So hopefully, you know, through us introducing maybe some recipes, they can kind of broaden their horizon of vegetables.
And hopefully healthy recipes.
Yes, healthy recipes.
That's kind of one of the goals there too.
Yes.
But so you're kind of working on both ends. You're working to get folks to actually grow another row, to try to plant some more so we have more supply. Mm-hmm. But are you also involved in the outreach on the other side too, like through the food pantries, for example, through other modes of distribution?
Right. So I'm kind of the connection between like the farmers and getting the produce from them, and then like getting it to food banks so that people can, you know, take it if they need it. So yeah, I'm kind of like the branch between those two.
So you're the two in farm to market.
Right, yeah.
You're the two right there in between. You're the dash that connects them. Very good. Well, so is this it's kind of a unique opportunity for you. Mm-hmm. It's not just an internship. Mm-hmm. This is actually a paid position.
Yes.
There's some grant funding involved to make this happen for you. So it's not just you in an internship type situation, kind of looking around, kind of absorbing and trying to get a feel for it. They expect you to kind of hit the ground running to a certain extent.
Absolutely.
Ooh, the pressure is on.
I know. It's a lot to learn, but they're helping a lot. So.
But it's really a good opportunity for you to fill that summertime with an opportunity. Now, is this longer than just summer? I know you've got just a little bit of time left before school is finished for you this semester, but the growing season runs a while. Are you going to be working through a large chunk of that?
Yeah, I'll be here through the beginning of August, and then I'll still be working with them through September just from school. So I'll still be in contact with people, just not physically here.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So now will you get some sort of credit through school for this then too?
I'm not doing that. I'm sure I could have, but since I'm still planning on looking for an internship next summer, I didn't, you know, look into that too much this summer.
Sure. So this is just one great opportunity. After just your sophomore year in high school.
Yes.
That's a pretty good deal. That's a really nice deal to have going forward. Are you impressed? Tell me what your thoughts are. Are you impressed with what you've seen so far here locally? The Grow Another Row program, the fact that we've gone out and found some funding through grants, through local match, that type of thing. But to be able to do like a wellness coordinator here in the county, this program, the Grow Another Row program coordinator, there's been some effort and some resources put into this. Are you impressed by that in a small county?
Oh, absolutely. It's amazing, you know, how many people are working together for this, for that one main goal. It's really cool to see, you know, there's so many people that just volunteer for this. They're not even getting paid to. They just want to help people in the community. And I think that's really amazing.
So do you have a specific goal or two set for how you'd like to see the program grow here this year?
I guess my main goal is just to get the word out as much as I can, involve as many people as possible.
Well, we're doing a little bit of that right now.
Right.
That's a good thing. So the door is always open. The microphone is always here. Anytime you have any information to share with folks to continue to enhance what we're doing here, and of course that enhances the quality of life here in Cass County as well, it's always always open to you. So don't be a stranger. We look forward to seeing more of you this summer. I'm guessing we will.
Probably.
All right. Very good. A lot of outreach to be done there. Claire Smith. Hey, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it. Good luck with the project.
Thank you.